Murray Ellis's Central Avenue headquarters were relatively quiet Tuesday night as election returns came in. Volunteers worked diligently, despite polls predicting an inevitable loss. They called polls all over the city, practically whispering, as President Obama's address on Syria played on a television in the background. There was a palpable disappointment in the air when Ellis's opponent, City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan, declared victory from across town. But as soon as Ellis arrived at his headquarters after calling Sheehan to concede, the mood lightened.
In every darkness, there is light. In every rain, there is sunshine. So I stand before the voters of this city and thank them for those who did vote for me. I thank them. For those who didn't, I thank them as well for participating in the democratic process. We will move forward.
This was the second unsuccessful bid for the former Arbor Hill Common Council member and 11th Ward Democratic leader, who garnered just 29% of the vote. Ellis came closer to unseating longtime Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings in 2009 when he got 44% of the primary vote. But his second attempt was an uphill climb, as the progressive supporters and donors he relied on 4 years ago lined up behind Sheehan. Despite the landslide this time around, and despite a series of debates that outlined differing approaches to a proposed downtown aquarium, among other issues, Ellis pledged his unwavering support for Sheehan come November.
I have confidence in her ability to do the job, and I'm there any way, shape, or form to support that, to make sure, because it's not just about talk about becoming one city, one Albany. It's about action, and I have to lead by example. And supporting Ms. Sheehan, making sure she wins in November, and supporting her vision for this city is what I should do.
Sheehan, speaking to reporters after her victory speech at the Albany pump station, says she already has plans for a diverse administration should she win in November.
We have a general election ahead of us, but I'm committed to having a leadership team that looks like our city, that represents our city.
Whether that means Ellis, who plans to remain active in city affairs, may play a role in that team is not certain. But if offered the chance, he says he would help in any way he can.
However, Ms. Sheehan would think I could be useful and help to make sure our city comes together as one city, I'm willing to step up to the plate and do that.
Ellis is not ruling out another potential run for mayor either.
Who knows? Who knows what my future holds? If the citizens feel like they'd like me to run, you know, you look at it, but right now, I don't know.
Ellis supporters, like campaign volunteer May Saunders, hope that he does.
Corey have a passion for this city, and he's young, energetic, and I'm a 70-year-old senior citizen, but I like to have a change, and I like to see our young people take us through that change.
Meanwhile, Ellis has no regrets about his campaign this time around.
I wouldn't take it back. Because I really believe in democracy. I really believe that people just need a choice to vote for someone. And so with that belief, with the people that we cultivated, with the new people we brought into this democratic process, you build off of that. You can always build off of it.
The street outside Ellis headquarters was quiet after the concession. But the small storefront stayed lit up well afterward, as dozens of his supporters remained to congratulate their candidate on a job well done, despite the loss. For WAMC News, I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall.